Wafa Abu Zayda and Aboud Okal were visiting their families in Gaza last month with their one-year-old Yusuf when war broke out. For 27 days, this American family was trapped in the Palestinian enclave as Israel rapidly expanded its military campaign, as bombs drew nearer, as food and water grew scarce, and as the death toll soared, Wafa prayed for one thing.
Every day I used to ask God, if you want to take us, take three of us, not one of us, not two of us, three of us. Every day I used to pray for that.
The daylight was spent in breadlines in search for water, the nights in fear of what would come from the sky as they waited for news from the American embassy on how to get out. And finally, last week, they crossed into Egypt and started their journey home to Massachusetts, where they spoke with me over a Zoom call. What does it feel like, guys, to be home?
To be honest, it's hard to express my feeling if I'm happy or not, because we left a lot of people behind. My parents, they're still in Gaza. His parents, siblings. We have neighbors, friends. The hardest moment when we had to say goodbye to our families. Because we know, I don't know if I'm going to see my family again or not. It's hard when my dad called me. He started to tell me things if we couldn't see each other again.
Yeah, there's definitely survival guilt. My parents, her parents, my siblings. I think when Wafa and I got to Cairo, we both had the same feeling. We took showers back to back, and we both cried in the shower.
More than 10,000 people have been killed in the enclave in the span of a month, according to the health ministry in Gaza. And Wafa and Aboud don't know how many are from their own extended families.
I have not told Wafa yet, but we have a third cousin that she has lost three kids. Word only got out because many people are still under the rubble and considered missing until there's a confirmation that they're gone. As soon as hopefully this comes to a stop, I think that's really when the magnitude of personal loss will unfold.
They fled south in the first days of Israel's punishing response to the Hamas attack, which killed at least 1,400 people, according to the Israeli government.
Our biggest fear is to try to get out of Gaza before a ground invasion happens, because a complete different level of risk and danger comes with a ground invasion where soldiers are on their toes. Everything that moves becomes a target. And that's why we left as soon as the IDF announced that, hey, North Gaza Strip is not safe.
Was it hard to get to the south?
Oh my God. All the 27 days was like really bad, but that day was the worst for me. I saw the people on the street walking with their clothes, with their mats. It reminded me about what happened to
1948. Known among Palestinians as the Nakba, or catastrophe, when hundreds of thousands of their people were violently forced from their homes as Israel was established.
I can't forget what I saw that day.
It was extremely chaotic. There was no mentioning of whether this is going to be a safe passage or not. I think part of it, too, was that no one knew how the local authorities in Gaza would react to this. There was a sentiment against people being displaced. We were not sure if roads would be forced shut down. That was the worst day of the 27 days.
Yeah, getting a ride from north to south and see how was Gaza destroyed. All the lovely places we used to go, no more. It was hard during the ride, looking left and right and seeing everything got destroyed.
Do you think you'll ever go back to Gaza?
I feel right now, I don't want to leave the house. I feel like I want to stay here. I feel safe here.
What's probably the most saddening for us is that we know for a fact it is no longer the Gaza that we knew. The places that we grew up going to are no longer existent. Maybe, hopefully, new construction and rebuilding of Gaza happens, but it would be a different Gaza. And I think the scars that are left with people, not just the physical ones, but the mental ones and the emotional ones, are going to be hard to heal.
Wafa, Aboud, and their one-year-old Yusuf, an American family trapped in Gaza are finally home.